Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
There's no shortage of action going on with our partners at BetOnline.ag. The sports world is slowly making its way back with the NBA announcing its return in late July. But right now, UFC, boxing, NASCAR, and international football have all resumed play, and BetOnline has the best odds and lines for their upcoming games and matches. And if you need more, BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC happening every day, live, for our devout gamblers to check out. BetOnline also offers hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. So visit betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, cha-ching, your online wagering experts.
Welcome to the Steelers Outpost Podcast, a proud member of the Armchair All-Americans Network. It is June 22nd, 2020. This is Tom and Nick coming to you from the Salt and Sea Studios here at Rehoboth Beach in sunny Delaware.
That's right. We're on the eighth story of a beach mansion that we commandeered from, well, I don't even know who it was, but either way, we saw the Steelers flag flying at the top of it and they knew, good Lord, it's the speakers of truth and justice for Steelers Nation. So here we are. We're recording outside today, you guys, because it is way too beautiful to be inside. It's always a good time to talk about football. But, you know, if you hear a little ambient noise in the background, just picture yourself a la playa.
So a little disappointing news. I don't know if when I mentioned this guy, you hadn't heard of him. Jim Kick, K-I-I-K.
No.
He was the vaunted.
Too many K's.
Too many I's and K's. But Jim Kick was a running back for the Miami during the Miami Dolphins dynasty, won two Super Bowls with them, was in the backfield with Mercury Morse and Larry Zonka, passed away at 73 from Alzheimer's. So the most interesting thing, I mean, that those players still get together to toast themselves every time somebody blows their undefeated season. But what's interesting is Zonka, Warfield, and Kick all left the Dolphins in 1975 to go play for the Memphis Southmen of the World Football League, which lasted a year and they came back.
Interesting.
I probably wouldn't fly
Zonka
today, would it?
In the middle of the 70s. Well, you know why? Because it was 1975 and there was really no purpose to playing professional football because there was a team that wore black and gold that had it covered. So it was pretty much a futile endeavor. That doesn't sound like much of a perfect season type of team to me. That sounds like a bunch of quitters. If the season were longer, they probably would have lost at the end like the Patriots. That's all I'm hearing.
So the thing we agreed, we're going to talk about Anthony Fauci, he who leads the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, said unless players are essentially in a bubble, insulated from the community, and they're tested nearly every day, it would be very hard to see how football is going to be played this fall. And I'll tell you, with each passing day, my glass half full optimism eroded.
So we were just having that conversation. You know, all signs have been pointing towards the NFL playing no matter what, including what the NFL has said. And of course, some of that's just, you know, they knew that they had so much time before the season starts that we might as well say, we're going to play. It's the NFL. Because don't forget, it's not just the National Football League. All the people who own these teams are some of the richest men in the world. So there's a lot of power in the NFL, right? So maybe it's some posturing. Maybe they'll just say, we'll figure this out when we figure it out. We know that the NFL hasn't been known to get ahead of issues in the past. So that could make sense. But also there was a growing sentiment that the testing capabilities for teams was going to be like much more readily available, and you'd be able to get tested like every day. But right now we're seeing college programs get like decimated with COVID in the first weeks of practice. I think University of Houston had like 13 people or something like that. I mean, it was like 10 or more. And John Harbaugh, we mentioned this last week, screw him, but he made some good comments about how like, it's physically impossible to social distance on an NFL football team, and you can keep the lockers 6, you know, feet apart, but unless we're switching from tackling to BB guns, like you're going to have to get in close proximity with each other. So, anyways, I guess what I'm getting at now is wondering if there's even a chance of us having a regular NFL season, because the other thing I could see happening, which might be even worse than not playing, is having a tainted NFL season where certain players get tested. I guess the policy right now is to get tested on Saturday nights. Certain players test poorly, and then you want to see the Steelers, but Ben and Connor and Hayward all test positive for COVID, so you play without them. And Mahomes test positive, and so you see Matt Moore with the Chiefs, and this weird reject replacement version of the NFL that I frankly have no interest in watching if that would be the case. But I just can't see how everyone's going to stay healthy.
Well, you make a good point. I'm not so much of a purist, but I do agree. Replacement players, and what's going to happen is it's not going to be Steelers losing Ben. It'll be multiple guys leaving, and then you will be really playing with blocks of scabs.
Yeah, so one of the things the NFL has done to address this, we were talking about this the other day, is they've expanded the practice squad from, what, 12 to 16? I think they added 4 people. Which doesn't address the issue at all. You could, like, that's only 4 extra guys. And you think about it, a lot of these players work with, like, their own position groups. So you could see them, like, I think Sims was making that point the other day, where, like, you could get an entire receiver room knocked out. So we can't just have 4 new practice players. Oh, we got a defensive lineman, an offensive lineman, a quarterback, and a receiver. Well, we just lost 6 receivers, and now we need to get Joe Schmo off the street. So
we saw that last year with our quarterbacks.
We did see that last year. And NFL, it does not work. Let me tell you that much. So, I don't know. I guess you were just saying you wouldn't be so much of a purist. Would you not mind if that was what was happening, where we're losing starting players due to COVID and teams just have to deal with that?
Well, when you see what happened with these college teams, that they... it catches fire. I mean, it catches fire through a locker room. My question is the right word decimated? I mean, these are the people getting this, and these college teams are the guys least likely to really have, go down. I mean, have long-term effects or be really sick. But you don't want to downplay it either. Some of these guys could have long-term respiratory and vascular damage. So let's assume you can't do it, because these guys are the canary in the coal mine, right? The college teams who have been working out in groups, as opposed to the NFL, who are working out in smaller groups. It'll be interesting to see if any of those...
In smaller rooms, by the way. I don't know if you see all the Steelers players working out together. They're in these, like, tiny little workout rooms, just all closed in with each other. Like,
so let's assume that you can't have a regular season.
Uh-huh.
What would an acceptable alternative be? Just to have some football. For instance, could we could do 7-on-7.
Right. Yeah, that's where my mind was going, but like, oh, it's just so boring to see NFL players do 7-on-7. Like, the good quarterbacks literally don't throw incompletions in 7-on-7.
Awesome. So we'll have scores in the high 80s.
Okay.
Is that something wrong with that?
Maybe you do have a point. Yeah, I don't know what the alternative would be. I'm pretty convinced that they're just going to go through with it no matter what, and we might have no fans in the stands, lots of players out due to COVID, or at least certain players out due to COVID, and it just doesn't seem fair, because it's like there's a risk to injury for any team, but this COVID thing is like an extenuating circumstance. And sorry, as this literal garbage truck, think green, think clean. That's not a free advertisement. Ignore what I just said. I mean, you should do that either way, but waste management needs to talk to us about that. Okay, so what I was saying is COVID, yes, players get injured on teams randomly, and that affects Super Bowl chances every year. We talk about that. Like, Super Bowl is about having you have to have, like, one of the 10 to maybe 12 best teams. You have to be a good team already. And then you have to be lucky with injuries and schedule and stuff like that, right? COVID just feels to me like it's outside the norm of that. So maybe one team gets decimated with it, which will be the Steelers, based on last year. Or maybe not, because it already happened last year. But and then certain teams will be affected and certain people won't be affected by it. I don't know. It just feels like an asterisk season to me. And I don't know how interested we are. But maybe we'll take that, because that's better than nothing.
It's not as random, though, as injuries. You know, the injuries, if COVID hits a team, it will spread among everybody. I mean, that's different than having a guy, you know, even a star or two go out. I think that's, and I'm a guy, like, let's roll the dice. Let's see how this is. But this just seems like, there is no news we're going to get between now and training camp that's going to indicate it's okay to go back.
Yeah.
And all this reopening of these cities, phase 1, 2, and 3, they still want you to wear masks. And these guys are, you know, one of the things you're not supposed to do, one of the things that spreads COVID is singing. You know, anything where there's an expulsion of water droplets from your mouth, that's happening every time the lines hit each other.
These guys are singing their asses off every time they're in the trenches.
National anthem, mostly.
Yeah, stupid Justin Tucker. This is the second time I've mentioned a Raven. He's out there singing opera, prancing around, kicking 60 yards. You know, he's like unfortunately a great opera singer.
There's actually no. There's only one thing about that guy I don't like.
Yeah.
Everything else is very good.
Could have been on any other team. I mean, Patriots would have sucked too, and we don't like the other Iowa ones, but so either way. So no, you're right. We talked about that the other day. The worst thing that you can do is sing in a choir or work out. Because, by the way, like, even when you're working out, but especially in the NFL, communication is key. Everybody's yelling the whole time. You really are, and this is a grosser look at the NFL, technically you're spitting into each other's mouths the entire time you're there. And also while you're at workouts, it's the same thing. You're breathing. Like, saliva just doesn't politely stay in your mouth. Like, what you let in here? Well, you breathe hard. It's flying out of your mouth. And the other guys have their mouths open to breathe. It's flying into their mouths. And, it's going down. Actually, I just got a text from my buddy right now who he works at a hardware store, and he has been working the entire time. They never got any days off for COVID, and finally just one of the employees tested positive, and they're closing the store for deep clean and to get people tested and stuff like that. So I'm like, it's going to get there eventually.
Look, we have a guest with us, long-time family friends who are staying with us here at Sea and Ski Outpost.
Yeah, you got it.
So he's a dentist, and he was explaining how he has COVID-proofed the office, and he has clearly invested a lot in this. Everything from these super HVAC filters to these, I guess they're not dehumidifiers, but they're of that ilk where it's purifying the air. And also as a dentist, imagine, this is the front lines of expulsion of aerosols. Mm-hmm. There is a little device that you place inside the patient's mouth. It essentially neutralizes the ability of the patient to expel any kind of aerosol with the germs or viruses. So if we can outfit everybody with this dental appliance.
Wait, this is Minority Report you're talking about?
This is real life.
Wow.
This is real life dentistry.
Wow.
It's just money. Everybody's wearing them.
Well, they got that.
Like, they've already learned how to wear the mouth guard, so this
why
is just...
Why haven't I heard of this? Oh, because we're on the front lines, and now we got the inside info.
This is what you do when, you know, you didn't not really necessary, but now, if you're having a patient in front of you who is expectorating your face as you pick their molars...
It's also a move. I mean, if DeCastro can spit in your mouth while he's blocking you, I don't know how effective he's going to be. Maybe not DeCastro. He's kind of a stand-up guy, but nothing's offline with Marquise. Give you an uppercut to the jaw, spit in your eye.
So another alternative could be, I guess it was the 70s where we had the NFL All-Stars. It's kind of like when the quarterbacks all get together in Hawaii.
Which I love, by the way. They need to do better with that.
Maybe we can do that, and everybody, including DeCastro, offensive lineman, can play.
But with major betting. I think the player should have to bet thousands of dollars. We need to raise the stakes somehow, because there's no, you know, physical contact.
And what outlet would you use to bet?
I'd use betonline.ag, of course. And betonline.ag, we all know, it's the main place to bet right now. And the sports world is making its way back. We're talking about football coming back. Will it come back? Want to come back? It's coming back. But how will it come back, I guess, is my question. Whoever, however it happens, you can bet on them. and bet on these guys and bet on these games, whether it's in between the white lines or on some sort of strange field with targets, you can bet at betonline.ag. Cha-ching! Your online wagering experts.
Hey, look, if we can spice up baseball, we can certainly spice up the NFL All-Stars Olympics.
Baseball is an easy fix. Six innings, okay? Shot clock for the damn pitcher. Steroids allowed. Baseball will be back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So the other thing I was trying to imagine is how you could still play fantasy by using old games.
And oh, this is cool. This is a...
So my idea was, if you said at the beginning of a weekend, look, we're going to put Steelers against Houston, and we are only going to use the second down plays from 2017. Mm. Quickly bet to see who gets the higher number of points. And that would be the whole range. So the game would be played virtually with the results from all your second downs.
Why are you making it just second downs?
I would pick because otherwise all information is known. How do you bet when all the information is known?
Right.
You sort of have to randomize somehow. And I realize the guys with the computer can probably hit a button and say, oh, I know you can already distill that because I can just download all the second and figure it out. There's got to be a way. I'd just love to be able to splice together a game that you could bet on. The only problem is you'd have to trust the splicer, the producer of that made-up game, not to jury-rig it.
Right. But you can even look on those... what's the advanced statistics site we look on? You can find, like, second-down success. I guess you'd have to change the metric every week. But then again, it becomes more like a slot machine rather than, like, people priding themselves on understanding what the matchup is for the particular player.
Yes. And for those of you who think you were figuring it out, you're not. It's still pretty random.
Sorry, that's... It's an F-150 right there, and that also is not a paid advertisement. But if you are interested, Ford, we're here. We're more Chevy guys ourselves, but we can be bought. We can be bought. Okay, I'm evolving my opinion on this because the idea started striking me when they expanded the practice squads. That's when I started realizing, like, this is not going to be pretty, is it? Like, there's not going to be a normal football season this year, it feels like. And I think as a Steelers fan, that's where it gets me upset, because every year I get more stressed out the closer Ben gets to retirement. That's my favorite player ever. I also think, obviously, that's the Steelers' best chance at being a consistently successful franchise. They obviously had success in between Bradshaw and Ben, but it was tough. It was tough going, and they lost that Super Bowl thanks to one of the other quarterbacks who somehow was there. But... So that's what I'm thinking about, like COVID. I'm like, damn it. Like every season the Steelers lose is closer to the rebuild, if you will. Whereas if you're a Chiefs fan or you're even a Seahawks fan or someone like that, you're like, we got a while longer with our guy, right? And if you're a Browns fan, you're like, oh, we only have one more year until we draft another quarterback in the first round. Suckers! But as a football fan, it is like, it would suck if the Steelers got decimated by this. Be great if they didn't. And either way, like, we have to watch football, right? I know the players don't care, so I don't feel as bad saying this about, like, hey, put them in there. They need to entertain us. Because it seems like the players do not care. Nobody has said anything negative. No player has come out and said they're nervous about it. If they do, then I would, you know, change my tune that way. But it seems like, hey, if the players are down to do it, we'll roll the dice on the health of the Steelmen. And football is better than no football. And you're right. It's not like... everyone's going to get decimated, although who knows?
Well, maybe you could just shorten the season, and that reduces the risk somewhat of being decimated.
They just lengthened it, didn't they?
Yeah, ironically. They can go the way of baseball. Talk about whininess.
Oh, gosh. Bad luck. Bad luck.
Well, look, we had some options out on the table for you guys, and we'd like to hear your feedback. Is there some way you could set up fantasy using old games in some way, like a Stratego.
Yeah, or even just some sort of segments that you could have. I guess Dave Damashek puts this up every once in a while. The his NFL classic Red Zone, where he has Red Zone games from a random week in like 1985. That's compelling. That's cool. And by the way, I encourage for any of our younger listeners to go watch that. And even the more mature listeners, if you will, just to refresh yourself, because you don't realize that, like, listen, the pads are big, the uniforms are funny, but when and of course athletes have gotten better, but you watch some of those 80s games and you're like, maybe we shouldn't forget about John Elway. Maybe we should remember that. Oh, if Dan Marino was on the Patriots, he probably could have thrown quite a few touchdowns too. These guys are insane, and we just forget about those eras. And those NFL classic replays are a great way to look at it. But I'm just trying to spin off what you're talking about. Like, if football is compromised somehow, how can we best take advantage of this content? Big Cat, for instance. I don't know if you've seen this yet, Dad, but, you know, Big Cat, co-host of Part of My Take, the biggest sports podcast out there. They're goofballs. Everything's, you know, dry humor that way. He has joined Twitch, which is... I have to explain that. You,
no,
you know it.
I know Twitch.
You know Twitch.
I was going to use that as my next example.
All right. Well, he uses Twitch to stream him playing, I think it's NCAA Football 2017, and he has created a fictional persona for himself called Coach Duggs. And he, you know, he plays for whatever college, and everybody watches him play his college football season. And he broadcasts on Twitter, like, got a big game tonight. And eventually, and people watch, like over 100,000 people watch each one of these. Which, by the way, even there's people who make a living off of Twitch, make like great livings off of Twitch, and they don't even get those numbers. They might be in the 40, 50,000s on a regular basis. So this Coach Doug's thing has caught fire, right? But it's also because he's very funny. He has a massive platform. They created a cartoon based off of the, you know, NCAA 2017 video game rendering of the coach. He's basically like Andy Reid, but fatter and really bald. And turns out that there was a real man who realized that he looked exactly like Coach Duggs. So he plays Coach Duggs in real life and puts up videos for Big Cat. He started at Toledo, Big Cat, with his team. And then he moves to like USC, bunch of other schools. I can't remember all the schools. And he just finally won the national championship at Tennessee. And with every move, I guess the guy who looks like Coach Duggs buys the apparel of that team and dresses up and gives press conferences. But it's amazing because Big Cat's like, it's not horrible, but he's not that good at the game. And you can't really stream Madden to substitute this because Madden is a video game and you can kind of hack the video game. So the greatest Madden players in the world are boring to watch because they kind of find the holes in the game. And they just, like the guy who won the Worldwide Madden tournament recently, he never did a pass play. No passing plays because he found out how to kind of rig the running aspect of the game and went through a whole tournament, never passed the ball. So you can't replace it with Madden, but people will have to get creative in the Coach Doug's way or the NFL classic Red Zone way to... But there's ways out there to do it.
That was going to be my suggestion. I was going to surprise you with my knowledge of Twitch and suggest they run Madden through it, but good point. Remember what I told you when I used to walk in and you were playing Madden?
It's just a game. You were wrong.
They're just cartoons.
Well, look what we could have had, because there's guys buying Range Rovers off of that, and maybe if you hadn't told me that, I'd be running the ball every single play, and we'd be at the forefront of this.
It's the end of America as we know it, but that is a sport.
It's not a sport. It's a game.
Hey, thanks for joining us. We do intend to do another pod sometime during this week. We have Pete Butch with us. We actually have him here. He had to teach an online class, so he's exhausted and had to go down to the beach. We'll have him later on this week. Visit the website at www.SteelersOutpost.com. Check us out on Instagram at Steelers Outpost. Hit us up on Twitter at Steelers Outpost or shoot us an email at SteelersOutpost@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Until next week, go Steelers.
Okay, bye-bye.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.